Sports Beat Extra.
Just before the winter break, Wexford FC announced that former Republic of Ireland under 19 women's national team manager Dave Connell would take up the reins of the Wexford FC women's team. I caught up with the Dublin native. Dave, firstly, I just want to start by asking, you know, a position like manager of Wexford FC's women's team, like what attracted you to that role after your work with the FAI?
Yeah, well, it was it came fairly quickly, to be honest. Obviously, I decided to leave the FAI after the campaign in Bulgaria. The Wexford job came pretty quick after that. They had made an initial approach prior to going, but I did say that I wanted to just concentrate on the Bulgarian gig first, get that out of the way, for the want of a better term, and then talk to them when I came back, and that's what I did. So basically, I spoke to a couple of clubs, and Wexford were far the most professional and had a clear outline of where they were and where they wanted to go to. And it really more or less fitted them, the same kind of values and culture that I have. And away we went. We negotiated what we had to negotiate, and we took it from there. And I'm very excited for the challenge.
It's an interesting time you're coming in, because obviously there's a couple of big names have left from last season. They've just come off an All-Ireland Cup victory as well. You know, what were the, I suppose, goals that were lining up alongside yourself and Wexford that particularly you honed in on as being key reasons for taking the role?
Well, number one, as you alluded to, they've just won the All-Ireland Cup. So they have, it's not the weakest squad in the league. Sean and his backroom team, I thought, did a very, very good job last year. Winning a cup at any season is no mean feat. So, you know, that's obviously to be admired. Finished fourth in the league, which again is no mean feat either. So what really attracted me, apart from talking to the guys at Wexford and how professional they were, was the kind of squad that was there. There's a good core group there. There's a lot of experienced players. There's a lot of experienced young players, you know, Ellen Maloybe, early 20s, for example. Would have worked with a lot of them in the past with the 19s and the World Student Games teams when I ran that in 2019. So, I knew the calibre of player that was there, and if it was very, very important that we retain the league, the squad that's there, and then also add to it, because, you know, the table doesn't lie. We finished 14 points behind Athlone, who are the benchmark. Obviously, they've won the double, and somewhere along the line, we have to make them 14 points up. So, yeah, adding to the already strong squad that's there, to make it a really, really strong squad. And then again, there were some promising young players coming through as well that I have a history of working with the younger players, developing those talents. So there's a lot of young players there that I feel that I can help along the line, and the coaching staff can help along the line. So that was it. That was the attraction. It's not the nearest place in the world for me, but that didn't turn me off it. It really did attract the attraction was really the squad, the club, and what we could do going forward.
Obviously, Wexford's in a unique position, and I suppose in a good position as well, that they have a good mix of experienced age players and then younger players, like you mentioned. With the departure of the likes of, say, Rhianna Jarrett, Nicholas Innes, Kylie Murphy specifically from last year, like, how do you look about replacing stalwarts of the club like that?
Well, I think over the years there's been a steady flow. Say Lauren Dwyer would be one that's, you know, she's you know, certainly not that old, couple of years. Keira Roster, another one who's been around. Lolly, who's still there. Marie O'Sullivan's coming into the mix over the last few years. So there's a lot of experience there. So I think in time, having those young players in around the experienced players, and then hopefully bring in one or two more, or three or four more experienced Women's National League players, or players that are outside the jurisdiction. If we have to do that, we'll do that. And the club have been very honest, upfront and honest about what way they want to go. And that's the way we want to go, or have to go. If we can't get the players that we want in Ireland, then that's what we'll do. But I think having all these experienced players, good players, So younger players, I was one time when I joined Bowls as a 16-year-old, and I was going into a very, very experienced league-winning team in Bowls, where values, demands are put on young players, and obviously, I think players, working with these older players, more experienced players, training with these players, playing against them, playing with these players will only help their future development. So, I'm certainly looking forward to working with both the experienced players and in particular the younger players coming through.
I know obviously the squad is on, they're sort of training on their own at the moment until closer to the new season, but have you had a chance to meet with some of the players yet from the squad?
Yeah, I met the squad, all the squad last Tuesday night in Carlow in the Talbot Hotel. So we had a good chat. We set out our stalls really on what I'm gonna bring to them, what the backroom team are going to bring to them, and then obviously what they can bring to the club. I thought it was a very positive meeting. Got very, very good feedback from both the club and the players, and it's an exciting time. There's some really, really good players. Talented players within the squad that I feel that we can get that extra yard or two out of them. We can only go from strength to strength, but it's imperative really that we hang on to the core base of what we have and then add to it. But met them all last week. It was, as they say, or on Tuesday, so it was a really, really positive meeting.
And then I suppose just on Kylie Murphy again, obviously the role she had, the club being there for nearly 14 years, being the captain for nearly as long as well. Like, how do you look about, I suppose you'll have be given the task now of picking the next captain of the team as well, like, which is not an easy one.
No, and I spoke to the team about that, and it's something that the team will play their part in as well. I think picking a captain, obviously we all know there's various types of captains, but certainly Kylie led from the front and was fairly vocal around the dressing room and on the pitch as well, in a good way. So yeah, she's obviously, I would think, is an icon of the Women's National League. Would easily be going down in the, your top three or four players that played in the league without a shadow of a doubt. Always very, very difficult to replace. But in fairness to her, she made her mind up fairly early last season and stuck to that. But we will have her in and around the place anyway. That's certainly it's certainly something that I'm looking at. I've spoken to the clubs, particularly John Flood, about that in terms of trying to get her in. And whatever role that she feels that she couldn't commit to, obviously she's a busy woman. So somebody like that, hard to replace. But that's football, and that's the rebuilding of the squad, and that's obviously my role, and part of the role obviously that the club has installed in me and put me in charge. So yeah, it's not easy, but probably one or two. Della Doherty obviously is gone as well. She'd be a big loss, and that was just purely down to geographics, really. She's working in Dublin now in a very demanding job in Dublin, and just couldn't commit to coming to Carlow or Wexford. So another big loss as well. So there are two big personalities to fill into a squad, but I'm confident that we can do that.
Do you think geography will play a role in difficulty in getting signings down to Wexford?
Probably has in the past. The club are talking about now a house in Carlow for players, something similar to what Rovers are doing with the players that are based outside of Dublin. Obviously, Athlone are doing it. So if we have to compete with these teams, then that's what we have to do. And in fairness to the club, have been very proactive in that. We've signed Emma Bushey from South Carolina, so she'll live in Carlow. In the house that is yet to be got, but I spoke to the club this morning, and they're very, very confident that something will be sales fairly quickly. So, as I say, if it's a case that some of the players, even based in Ireland, are finding it difficult to get to these places, then that's an alternative, and that obviously gives us another avenue to try and get players in, to try and attract them in. So again, the club have been very, very upfront, honest, and proactive in the work that they're doing. So they've certainly it's something that they spoke to the players about, and they've certainly gone out on all limbs to try and get somebody in that's experienced within the women's game, which is very, very important, I think. So yeah, I think it's a great asset if we do, if and when we do get the house in Carlow where the players can, they can relocate into, you know. So yeah, it's a big help.
I want to ask, because I know we talked about it previously, but obviously mentioning that All Ireland Cup success and going into the new year, I know 14 points off Athlone the last season. Like, it's a big gap to make up to kind of try and challenge for the title. And I know there's been conversations around the league and this sort of almost split into three section system of top teams, middle of the table teams, and then bottom table teams. You know, Wexford seem to be kind of on the precipice of that sort of top end of the middle of the table and bottom end of the top of the table, I suppose, particularly from last year. Like, what do you think needs to be done to, I suppose, be on the same level as, say, well, Galway, I suppose, are just alongside you, but be on the level of, say, Shelburne and Athlone?
Well, it's probably adding to the squad. Wexford in the past, when they won leagues, when they won FAI Cups, have had a good panel. So it's probably topping up the panel, and then it's reigniting the girls, trying to motivate them into what they can do, and how we can do it. And that was the very positive meeting on Tuesday when we spoke to them. We set out our stall on what we want to do, and we will set out our stall on how we're going to do it as the pre-season comes in. We come back in early January, and then we take it from there. But I'm hoping to have a few new signings in by then, and to add to a very, very already you know, a successful enough team, really. When you look at it, no cup is to be snipped at when you win a cup, a national cup within the Women's National League. So yeah, so we'd be hoping that we can really, really push the girls to believe in what we can do, and we have to believe it. Obviously, Shelburne, and in particular Athlone, in the last two seasons have certainly been the benchmark, and we just have to we certainly have to try and get on their coattails as quickly as we can. And you have Rovers in with a new manager. Obviously, Shelburne have a new manager, so Rovers will probably do a little bit of signing as well. They'll be probably fancying their chances of being around there as well. And as you mentioned already, Galway have won two All-Irelands over the last 3 years, and have always been in and around the top three or four. So they'll be difficult, and they've a good squad there as too, as well. So yeah, we're just going to have to get players in, and we're going to have to motivate the players into believing that this is what we can do. Get them organised, get them really, really difficult to beat, and we do have a lot of talented players that can score a lot of goals. Very exciting. So we just need to really get a good structure within the team where we can compete. Not an easy task, obviously. As you mentioned, the 14 points is a big, you know, it's five games. Really, it's winning five more games than you have the previous season, and you have to win. When you look at the results of last season, there was very few, if any, victories against the Athlones and the Shelburnes. And they're if you're going to challenge, you're going to have to beat them.
Speaking on fixtures, I know the fixture list has been released, but the first game of the season against Waterford away, it's kind of, you know, they're a new enough side to the league, obviously only their first season last year, but it is a Southeast derby at the end of the day in that sense as well. Like, is that kind of the dream start for you though, to have it, to be coming up against a team like Waterford?
Well, as you say, it's a derby, and derbies, all the form goes out the window in derbies. And Wexford struggled down in Waterford last year, down the RSC in the fixture. It was a 2-1 win, but there was a lot of chances for Waterford in that game. I've looked back on a couple of the games. It was probably a game where Wexford could have been out of sight early doors, didn't take their chances, and then it was hanging on for the 3 points near the end. So no, we'll go into it. We won't be taking anybody for granted. You know, it's just the mindset. Whether you're playing Shelburne, Athlone, Waterford, Cork, it's that mindset. You need to have that mindset right. If you don't have it right, you'll end up with egg in your face. So we'll be certainly going into that game always confident that we can win a game, but certainly wary of the fact that Waterford will probably have a couple of new signings. It's the first game of the season. People want to impress. There's a couple of ex-players that played. Maeve Williams being one that played for Wexford in the past. So that always brings up its own little challenges. So yeah, not taking it for granted, but listen, if it was Athlone away, you'd be going, yeah, it's a different kind of challenge. But all the teams in the Women's National League have to be treated with respect, and that's what we do on that fixture.
Absolutely. Well, Dave Connell, thank you so much and best of luck with the season.